leader!
Order, order.
The tourism industry is doing absolutely gangbusters at the moment. Then there's the high-tech manufacturing industry, Mr. Speaker. Then there is the wine industry, Mr. Speaker. Then there is the kiwi fruit industry, Mr. Speaker. Then there's the ICT exports industry, Mr. Speaker. And then the red meat industry, which is also doing better, Mr. Speaker.
Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce speaking on behalf of Finance Minister Bill English in answer to this question on dairy prices from Labor's Grant Robertson.
Is he aware that ANZ is now forecasting a dairy payout of $4.50 for next season on top of the $4.40 for this season, and that this would see $13 billion stripped from regional economies over 2 years, representing a real risk to the viability of many farms?
Before reeling off his list detailing the relative good health of other industries, Mr. Joyce conceded the outlook for dairy prices wasn't ideal.
Obviously, for the dairy industry, dairy prices are a concern.
So Mr. Robertson asked what the government planned to do about it.
Robertson. Isn't it time for him to drop the complacency, stop blaming everybody else, and get real about an economy that's moved from a stumble to a stagger and is built on the volatility of the Auckland housing bubble and a peak in Christchurch rebuild, and actually come up with some action to diversify the economy?
While Mr. Robertson got a cheer from his Labour caucus colleagues, Mr. Joyce was less impressed with the question.
On behalf of the Minister of Finance, that's the most pathetic list of platitudes I've heard in many a day in this House from a member whose answers to life are as absolutely as shallow as a puddle, Mr. Speaker. His depth of analysis is so shallow, the only thing that could possibly drown in it would be a grasshopper, Mr. Speaker.
And when Stephen Joyce's answer went on too long, he was pulled up by the Speaker, David Carter.
Order. Order. Member. Minister, resume his seat. That's enough of an answer.
And while that answer may have been too long, it was the length of a question later in the afternoon from New Zealand First MP Fletcher Tabatow that got him in trouble with the Speaker.
How does the Minister then reconcile the US Dairy Export Council's strong support for the TPPA Fast Track when its president, speaking about Fonterra before a Senate inquiry, said, and I quote, that the company controls...
Order,
about-
order. Supplementary questions must be concise. Bring the question to a conclusion very quickly, otherwise I will rule it out of order.
Stepping to Mr. Tabatow's defence was his party's deputy leader, Tracy Martin.
Unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, because that is a direct quote from the hearings held around the TPPA, the Minister would not be able to answer the question of my colleague without hearing the direct quote.
Order. The member needs to study standing orders.
So Tracy Martin's New Zealand First colleague Ron Mark tried his hand with this point of order.
Going forward, to help us, could you give us a word count so that we can check our supplementary...
Order. It is the last day before a break, so I will on this occasion be a little generous to the member. Published Hansard will be available at about 4:30. I suggest he just count it for himself.
Speaker David Carter, who later had to rap Associate Justice Minister Simon Bridges over the knuckles for his response to this question from Green MP David Clendon.
How can the Minister continue to claim that justice is accessible to everyone when the number of community law centres has fallen over the last 6 years despite increased demand, when legal aid funding has been cut, and despite the expressed concern of senior judges, lawyers, academics and ordinary New Zealanders?
That question was fielded on Justice Minister Amy Adams' behalf by her frontbench colleague.
Simon Bridges. Well, of course, in relation to community law centres, funding has been retained. And indeed, I'd note the basic ignorance in the question, because community law centres provide information, not accuracy.
Mr. Bridges was interrupted in his answer by a complaint from Mr. Clendon.
Point of order, David Clendon.
Mr. Speaker, I wonder if it's appropriate for the Minister to refer to a member as being ignorant in this House. I take offence at that.
It is certainly not helpful to the order of the House, and I'd appreciate if the Minister would just answer the question. Order! If the Minister wants to stay in the House, then I'd be grateful if he wouldn't chat while I'm suggesting that his answers could be far more helpful without creating disorder in this House.
Speaker David Carter there speaking to Associate Justice Minister Simon Bridges. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.